The community group Acorn has filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles, who made an undercover video at the Maryland Acorn office. The two posed as a pimp and prostitute and videotaped a couple of workers apparently giving them advice on how to evade taxes for a child prostitution business. Acorn has said the tape was doctored, and it's suing under Maryland law, which requires that both parties give consent to recorded conversations. Andrew Freeman is a lawyer for Acorn, and he's representing them in this matter. And tell us more about this suit. Who are you accusing of doing exactly what?
Sure. I represent Acorn and two former employees of Acorn. And the filmmakers came in and secretly taped the employees without their knowledge. And Maryland is what's known as a two-party consent state, which means that you can't record a conversation with another person unless that other person agrees. And so secret taping is both a crime in Maryland and also subjects you to civil penalties.
And is it that you are filing this lawsuit because this case has generated so much bad publicity for Acorn and has resulted in the loss of federal funding that you feel like you must fight back?
Really, it's that we feel that there's a principle involved that privacy is worth protecting and that secret taping against Maryland law is wrong and should not be allowed.
And what about what's actually on the tape? Are you disputing any of that as factually incorrect?
Yes and no. First of all, no one is defending what's on the tape. I've spoken with the employees, I've spoken with Acorn, and everybody agrees that they should not have made the statements that they made. That's not the issue here, though. The issue here is that the tapes were made secretly and without consent in violation of Maryland's wiretapping laws.
So you're not saying that the two employees did not offer these two filmmakers advice as they were posing as a pimp and prostitute on how to smuggle in young girls from El Salvador and avoid taxes?
It's more complicated than that. So I am saying that they did not do what the tapes make it look like they did. I'm not saying that what they did is right. The tapes have been edited and rearranged, and the full tape does give a more nuanced picture. There are portions when one person is there and not another. There are portions where it's not clear that the two sides understand what each other is talking about. But I'm not here to excuse what the employees did.
And this is a multi-million dollar lawsuit. And is it clear at all that you'll be able to, even if you win this lawsuit, you'll be able to get any of that money?
It's really not. It's not about the money. It's about the principle of not having the privacy of your office invaded by people secretly taping. And my understanding is that the filmmakers know that they broke the law, are proud that they broke the law. And my understanding of sort of the traditions of civil disobedience is if they think that what they did was somehow vindicated by higher principles, then it's not that they go scot-free, it's that they bear the burden of the penalties of the law.
Andrew Freeman is a lawyer for Acorn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andrew Freeman is a lawyer for the community group Acorn, which has filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against two guerrilla filmmakers who made an undercover video at a Maryland Acorn office.